You're listening to the Timberline Church podcast, where we have conversations about how we let love live in our everyday lives, how God has met us and transformed us. I'm Pastor Jeff Lucas. Thanks for listening. It's Passion Week. Easter is days away, and we are preparing our hearts and minds to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus by reflecting daily on some of what Mark says in his gospel about Jesus' final journey to the cross. Some words from Mark chapter 8 and verse 31. He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. And then in Mark 10 we read, they were on their way up to Jerusalem with Jesus leading the way, and the disciples were astonished, while those who followed were afraid. Again he took the 12 aside and told them what was going to happen to him. We are going up to Jerusalem, he said, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him and spit on him, flog him and kill him. 3 days later he will rise. Surely it's a phrase that every parent has coined with their children. The precocious 5-year-old was told not to kick that football anywhere near the windows, but the ugly sound of breaking glass is a clue that the warning has been ignored. The parental rebuke begins. Haven't I told you? As we begin our journey to reflect on the final days of Jesus' life, we will discover that the disciples were completely bewildered by the terrible events that unfolded around his trial and death. Their reactions could lead us to think that they were surprised by what happened. But Mark, in his gospel, makes it really clear that Jesus made it abundantly plain that he would walk the painful pathway to Calvary and experience the glorious resurrection 3 days later. He taught them this no less than 3 times. Jesus had carefully prepared his team for the Easter event, but they just didn't grasp what he was saying, most likely because they had preconceived ideas and hopes, wanting a victorious, mighty Messiah, not a suffering servant. As Jesus describes himself as the Son of Man in Mark, that perhaps the disciples would have jumped to the conclusion that he would be the triumphant figure described in Daniel chapter 7. And so the idea of him dying at the hands of the Romans, it was just unthinkable. Sometimes I find myself having to relearn lessons in the past that I should have grasped years ago. Surely wisdom is partly about the application of the life lessons that we have learned along the way. Sometimes we can just ignore what God has clearly made plain in His Word. We think that we know better, and we move ourselves into a place of either just forgetting what He has said or ignoring it. Is there a pattern in our lives when Jesus might gently whisper, "Haven't I told you?" Father, help us to grasp and apply what we know to be true, lest we spend our lives in endless circles, always hearing, but never learning. Amen.